The problem is actually President Museveni himself, because from the beginning when the crisis started in December 15th, 2013, he has decided to go in into South Sudan to protect Salva Kiir so that he can maintain him in power. He had no legal mandate from the beginning to go to South Sudan. And this is a sovereign nation. He cannot just rush into it if there are crises. He's actually a senior elderly statesman. He should be focusing on mediating and mediating peace between the two brothers with Koran instead of siding with one side. Yes, he's going to complicate the peace process because he's acting as if he's the president of the Republic of South Sudan. He's acting as if South Sudan is not a republic, that he's part of Uganda. This is a very unfortunate, but it is actually the making of Salva Kiir, because he's incompetent to protect and to lead South Sudan, because protecting sovereignty is to make sure that South Sudanese are one and united and working together in peace.
South Africa, Nigeria, Rwanda, Chad, and Algeria are reported to be now getting themselves involved to help IGAD in the peace process. Do you support this new move by these countries to help South Sudan reach a peace agreement to resolve this conflict?
We really support that and welcome that. My chairman, Dr. Machar, Riek Machar Teng, has agreed that the role of Nigeria, South Africa, Rwanda, Chad, and Algeria is very important because they are there to support IGAD. The AU must end this war, and we are ready to settle with Salva peacefully. This war is not our war. We did not call for it. We don't want it. It was imposed on us by Salva. So we are for peace. And myself, Ezekiel, though of course I was detained, and I joined Machar to seek peace. We are for peace. Yes, the role of the five countries that I have actually named before, it's very critical. They must work together with IGAD to bring the two parties together to a peaceful solution so that we can get South Sudan back to stability and development.
Some of your colleagues who were detained with you are calling for South Sudan to be handed over to the UN to administer the day-to-day running of the country because both sides have failed, have yet to come to an agreement. People are dying. Do you share that sentiment of South Sudan being handed to be run effectively by the UN while you resolve your differences?
I totally, humbly disagree with those who are calling for UN to take over. Yes, the UN should pressure the two parties, the warring parties, to bring peace as soon as possible. South Sudan is an independent country. South Sudanese voted for this country, and they did not vote this country to be handed over to the UN. So they are proud people. They wanted to be sovereign, an independent country, and they will manage their differences and run this country peacefully. Failure of leaders does not mean that South Sudanese they are failed to run this country. It is one individual called Salva Kiir who failed to unite South Sudanese, who failed to bring them together, who killed them, and who managed to destroy the country. We have a lot of resources, but the president of the republic, Salva Kiir, failed to actually utilize those resources for the development. The next generation or the coming leaders will manage to pick it up where it is and then unite the people of South Sudan and develop it to a better nation.